105 Breakfast. Catch up.
All right. Tal wasn't here yet.
Mm-hmm.
But years ago on this show, we wrote a song. I don't know if you remember. It's the intro song to Friends by the Rembrandts called I'll Be There For You, or I'll Be Here For You, right? But I wrote it with Nick Erasmus, former producer and dear friend of mine. It's called Choms. And it's imagining if Friends had been set in South Africa and they'd wrote the song to be about South Africa. And it means a lot to me because you know what radio is fundamentally about and what 5FM is so good at? Is we're literally there for each other. It's a live medium. We're in your cars. You're on our shows. It's more real than any other medium, more real than TV or the internet. We're here for each other. And so I called international superstar Will Lindley and I said, Will, you sing this song? And he did. My silly, stupid little song about how we need to be there for each other as South Africa and how particularly going into this election in the years to come, South Africa is a beautiful place and a hard place. The way that we get there is we're there for each other. So he sang it and now I'm going to sound so bad because Will is so good, but I'm going to sing it with him because producer Sanele, who hates when I say his name on the radio, but he's the best technical sound producer in the country. So sorry, Sanele. Take it up with management on Monday. He mixed it for us. And Will's going to sing it now, and I'm going to try and accompany him. I'm going to move far away from the microphone because he's way better than I am. You three are welcome to sing it. I sent you the lyrics, or you can just listen. But this is just a lovely, lovely thing that Will did for us. So here is I'll Be Here For You, or I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts, originally from Friends, but it's Choms. It's Choms. It's about what it means for us to be South African together.
So no one told you life was crazy in SA. Your job's remote, you're broke, load shedding's here to stay. It's like you're always in a pothole, dear. When it hasn't been your day, your weekend, but Bafana hasn't won in 2 years. I'll be there for you when life is a chamois. I'll be there for you like pop is there for force. I'll be there for you in the home of FSQ.
So good, thank you, Will.
To be honest, South Africa has always been crazed. Meerkat once stole cell phones and then Leon did blackface. Now we are so blessed to have heroes like these. Tutu, Sia, Trevor, Tussaud, Mapimpi and Charlize. They'll be there for you when Zonda wants to talk. They'll be there for you like Corruption and the Hawks. They'll be there for you in the home of SQ.
All right.
We all love South Africa, I'm sure we can agree. Life is fresh and it gets stale, like food from Woolies. To deal with potholes, get an SUV. And if things are going really badly, just call ADT. They'll be there for you when life is a chamois. They'll be there for you like Pop is there for
Oh, Corruption the Hawks.
I'll be there for you in the home of SQ.
Thank you so much, Will Lindley.
Oh, you remember this.
And now, well, it sounds much better when Will does it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It is one of my team's favorite songs. Nobody to Love from Sigma. You're on 5 Breakfast. Slow It Down from Benson Boone. This man, he's a... Yo, Holly, how do you feel? What a song.
Yo, I want us to play it again.
On repeat.
Yeah, maybe. He's really just burst out into the world and every song is phenomenal.
No, it's so good because sometimes you wonder if someone is like a one kind of... What is it? One hit?
Wonder.
One
hit.
What?
One kind of... one kind of, you know...
Yo.
One
and I
wonder.
Just thought it was one of those, you know, where I'm just treasure that one song And then now I'm slowing it down. I'm very happy.
Yo, Benson is a one kind.
Okay. So stop it.
It's my last show on Five today. And so every half an hour, I'm playing one little beautiful moment from the show. This comes from about 3 months ago, actually, in January, when Holly, Mudley, and Tabo made their presenting debuts. When each of the
now
three of you had to present three songs on Five's Valentine's Love.
Oh my goodness!
They each had to present on Five Extra's Valentine's Month love songs. Here we go. All kinds of on-air presenters at Five, even people who don't host shows, like my comrades in arms, have been asked to present their charts, their top five songs on a particular theme, like a top five, like Archie does. Holly, stop staring at me like that.
Holly, you are a presenter. You're going to sound good.
And so now I'd like to present you the tapes of Tabo, Mudley, and Holly presenting, just so that you know what you have to look forward to tomorrow when you tune in to Love 5. It really is world class.
Dan, I'm in such a good mood. Please don't play this.
You guys are going to be better than I was.
Here's Mudley.
And remember to tune in every weekday morning from 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock for the 5 Breakfast Show featuring Dan Korte, Oli Zondo, and myself, Marley van Eden. Oh, okay. Oops. I forgot double.
That's Holly.
Yeah, Marley.
So Holly's top five was about crushes, right?
Immediately the laughter stops.
And I would like to give you a TMZ-style expose. Mudley wrote Holly's top five for her. Because Holly didn't know any songs about crushes. So what you're about to hear is Holly finding out with you what songs she thinks. Holly is finding out as you find out what are her top five songs about crushes.
I love this song because just like me.
Sorry, you love this song. You love this song.
I love this song because just like me, even if I've met you for the first time, I know it's crazy, but I'll definitely give you my number. Maybe you can always give me a call.
You managed to not say.
I will always
give you a call.
Number.
You managed to not say "Call Me Maybe" by Carly Rae Jepsen. You didn't say "Call Me Maybe"
I'll
by Carly Rae Jepsen.
I'll give you my number.
Okay, but as you all know, we actually have three people who present this show.
Hold on.
Broadcasting live from the SABC bathroom by the sounds of it is Tabo Baloyi.
Now, contrary to fake Five Breakfast news, I actually do appreciate a heartfelt ballad by Beyonce, which brings me to my number five. It's 1+1 by Beyonce.
1+1.
You were definitely in the toilet, Tabo.
You sounded like a creep from the urinal.
Sounds like you're underground in a bunker or something.
All right, it is time to crown the best voice note I have ever received in my career. And it's so cute that it happened on this show just 2 weeks ago. So interesting. Holly, would you have to have a diamond?
Yeah, I cannot relate because with us, you know, it's straight to Lobola and our cows would never get to 170,000 rands.
You don't think so?
Yeah, so really now nice it sounds as though...
But cows can also be expensive.
Yeah, it's Cyril's cows.
It depends on, depends on the cow, like it depends on the diamond.
No, but a cow is like 12, 15 grand, right?
Here's Lesejo.
Cows, 12 to 15,000. Yeah. 20 to 25K, sometimes 30K, one 30. Cow. You'll get a shock if you buy those cows. You should try buy one cow. You'll cry, Mamzo. Anyway. Yeah, man. and a couple of chickens and we're good. See, go.
Mamzo! Molly! With your cheap cows.
I want to know.
Is expensive.
Where are you buying your cows? Is it at the cold
store? No, where are you buying your cows?
I know where I'm buying my cows. Are you buying it? I've never gone over 50.
He sounded like he had a trumpet for this voice note.
25k, sometimes 30k, one cow. You get a shock if you buy those cows.
It almost sounds like he's moving closer to the mic. Oh, so good, Lesejo.
You buy those cows. If you try buy one cow, you'll cry, Mamzo.
So I need to see the price tags. There is no way. 30.
Cheap date, Zondo.
That has to be the voice note of the yeah.
No, Janet, you gotta get much closer to the mic. You've got to distort. Do you remember the time? Okay, I know that we've worried quite often that maybe we've been cancelled because we sometimes choose to be funny when maybe we shouldn't, but people seem to like it. Do you remember the closest we ever got to being cancelled? Do you remember this?
No.
I probably wasn't around.
Close to being cancelled.
Well, there was this
we're
one.
We're loved.
No, we are loved. Loved so Double much.
Double gets cancelled, but not us.
Wow.
So there were, that is true.
There was this one moment last year where we really thought we were in trouble because, you know, the beloved South African icon Tuso Mbedu, and she became famous for Underground Railroad, remember?
Uh-huh.
Now, do you remember a moment? Well, let me just play it for you. So I'm going to give you four news stories. One of them is fake. Three are real. You must let me know on the WhatsApp line because these contestants are not going to get it right. Which one is fake? Okay, Thabo. Story number one involves a man who traveled the underground naked for 4.5 weeks before he was arrested. Every single morning, he would get on the underground naked and then he would travel it for up to an hour through a variety of stops. He would take a little cushion so that he didn't have to sit bare-faced, bare-cheeked, so to speak, on the public transport. Does this sound like a New York story to you?
Yeah, I must say, Dan, it sounds like very much New York, you know, and we like to talk like that. You know what? I'm going to say this is a New York story.
Okay, fair enough. Molly Zondo, actually no, Madeleine Van Eeren, question number two. In 2003, a New Yorker called Charles McKinley decided that it was too expensive to catch a flight to Texas as a human being. So he built himself a crate and shipped himself to Texas from New York in order to save money. Does this sound like a real New York story to you?
Oh, Dan, I think it's false. False.
Mudley, you sound like it.
I lost the accent.
It's funny, Mudley, because when we did do the Deep South, you didn't sound like you were from there, but now you really do sound like you're from the Deep South. Okay.
What?
Okay, question number three, Molly Zondo, goes to you. A massive scandal in the early 1990s alleged that there was a massive group of homeless people living under the underground in New York City in old abandoned carriages. They were called the Mole People, and the allegation was that they'd formed a whole society living under the ground down there, and then it was discovered to be true. Does this sound like real New York news, or did I make it up?
Dan Quarter, I think we saw the movie with Tuso Mbedu, right? Wasn't it about the underground?
That is not the same story.
Oh. Underground.
I really don't know where to go from here.
But I'm still going to say it's true.
Have you seen the Underground Railroad? Because it is not about mole people in New York in the 1990s. I miss you from Clean Bandit on 5 Breakfast. If you're just tuning in and you don't know, I should tell you that, and we've already had a lot of tears today, so we're not going to have any more, but it's my last show on 5FM today. We have Stop it, Tubble. You're giving me a heart attack. I'm sick of you. I'm going to play another embarrassing recap. Tubble, I'm sorry, you've actually just chosen violence.
I'm sorry.
No, you've done this to yourself. I was going to play End of the Beginning by DJ O, but instead, going into the news, Thabo, you've brought this upon yourself.
What?
You've literally done this to yourself.
What?
Only you are to blame.
What?
Gebruik die vergrotende.
This is a recap that Thabo brought on himself.
Gebruik die vergrotende trap van fark.
Oh, okay. So it's like the bigger comparison of fark.
The bigger.
But it's not fark.
No, fucker.
Excuse
I think,
me?
I think we've done enough of the Afrikaans.
Not. I have am I not right?
Heard that word on the radio before.
No, but you were right. Tabo, it's Falker. Yes.
Yes, but you didn't say that. Tabo did not say that. The views and words of Tabo Baloyi are not necessarily the views and words of 5FM, the SABC, or me personally, Dan Korda, or Xoli Zondo personally.
Absolutely.
Yo.
No.
Sure. Tabo, I have
that
never.
South.
I've never. All right. I have never in my life heard that word on a radio station. All right, Mudley, please just for the BCCSA complaint later, explain what farker is.
Okay, so. Yeah, a fark is feeling sleepy. And then the vergrootende trap is...
Sleepier.
Sleepier.
Okay.
Farker. And then the sleepiest would be farkster.
And what did Tabo call you?
Tabo, what did you call me?
No, guys.
What did I just hear? Yo, Tabo.
Oh, Tabo, I copper.
Tabo, you really want to cause another decant story? Yeah.
End of the beginning from DJ O on 5. It's 13 to 9. I have 13 minutes left at 5. 13 minutes left on Music Radio, which I've been doing for 10 years this month. If you haven't been listening earlier, 10 years ago this month I started on a campus on UCT Radio, and the big and ultimate dream that I never thought I'd get was hosting 5FM's Breakfast Show. And then I got it, and I discovered that the actual dream was doing it with you guys, with you in the car, and with Nick and Matapelo and Ayob and everybody who's made this show at 5, all of our colleagues, but particularly with Xoli, Mudley, and Tabo. And so I'm going to play a little clip now that is just, you know, I've been playing clips throughout the show of really beautiful moments that we've made and shared together. And this last one I wanted to play, it happened maybe even this week. No, it was last week. It happened last week. And it was just, for me, like the perfect example of what we mean to each other, the joy that we've shared, the bona fide friendship that we've developed while becoming friends and making this so unique, one of a kind show together. So yeah, this is when I think of 5, I like to. I mean, when I think of this, I'm losing my composure. When I think of this show in years to come, I'll remember many phenomenal things. But this moment just got it for me. Just got it. You know those hymns or songs you were made to sing in school, like forever, ever, ever, and you haven't sung them since, not thought about them, but if you just open your mouth in the deep recesses of your memory, hardwired, they'll probably come out. Here's Marcy. Oh, man.
You took me back. That was beautiful.
There is something that happens amongst particularly black churchgoers across the country where you just sing one line and everybody in the whole building, no matter what they're doing, they could be on the toilet, they could be eating, they just turn.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start a new feature called Activate Xoli and Tabo, where you just send us a song where you send in, you just sing the first line, and then Tabo and Xoli will just activate. Send us a voice note if you think you can activate Tabo and Xoli, like what just happened.
Wema Dlamini.
Bosom Komboti.
Can we do another one?
Okay.
Can we do another one? Here's Jardel.
Jesu Pagembe.
Upageme.
It is so beautiful.
The most important meal of the day on 5.
5 Breakfast with Dan Korda.
Catch up on some of the best moments from 5 Breakfast by going to 5FM's Catch Up page on the 5FM app or 5FM.co.za.